Well, today is a day of thanks. Yes, Thanksgiving is still a week and a half out, but that does not mean that today is not a day of thanks. For today, we are celebrating all that God is doing. See, that's what stewardship is about. Recognizing, claiming, and committing all that God can do with and through and in us. And God is doing great things, and I am thankful. We've been considering over the last few weeks what it means to have hearts for ministry. Hearts that lead us into the world to be about God's work. Work of love, of acceptance, of justice, and hope. For these are the things we find in the ministry and life of Jesus. In His preaching, in His teaching, in His healing and work for wholeness. We see Jesus living love, acceptance, justice, and hope for all people. And just as Jesus did, we are invited to treasure these things. To treasure justice, to treasure acceptance, to treasure hope, and to treasure love. And where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. And it's my prayer that we would have hearts for ministry such as that. Where your treasure is there, your heart will be also. Those are the words of Jesus that are inviting us to consider how where we invest affects who we are. Now, I'm not talking banking here. What we treasure shapes our hearts. It shapes our lives and it shapes the world. But this one little verse about where your treasure is there, your heart will be also, not the only time that Jesus specifically talks about our hearts. See, he also talked about our hearts when Jesus was reminding us to love God with all of it. Jesus was asked what was most important, the one thing. And so Jesus answered with two things. He was reminding us of the cornerstone of faith that had been nailed to the doorposts and worn on the foreheads of those that had come before him for generation after generation. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your mind. And because humanity sometimes has a hard time connecting the dots, Jesus added, and love your neighbor as yourself. You see, just a friendly reminder that loving our neighbors is one of the ways we love God. But for some reason, that seems to get missed too often, so Jesus wanted to keep things easy to follow and just went ahead and said it out loud. But just how easy is it to love God with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our strength? Can we just name that all is a lot? It's a lot. I mean, we're not talking about some or most or a good deal. We're talking about all. Now, that's a word I hope you've heard in this place before, because so many times in this place, you will hear us speak of all means all. When we speak about what God meant when we were told to love all people. You see, now that same expansive and infinite invitation is not only outward looking, but inward looking. We can look at the world around us and say proudly that all means all, and then we look inside. Our hearts and our minds and our strength. And we say all means all. The idea of loving God with our all is something John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, it's something he spent a lot of time considering. John Wesley was surprisingly insecure as a person. Or maybe not surprisingly. He spent so much of his life worried about if he was good enough, if he was doing the right things, if he was really doing all that God wanted him to. Was he really loving folks like he was supposed to? Was he really helping enough people? The guy, that he stayed up late at night, got up early in the morning. If you read one of his journals, it's nothing but worry and doubt and fear of these things. What's God really want from me? What does it mean to love God with all my heart? In fact, he spent so much time considering this and then boldly proclaiming, "We got to give it our all, folks," that people attributed a very famous phrase to him. No one actually knows where it came from, but since its origins, the earliest recordings of it, people are like, "Oh, John Wesley said that." We don't know, but we'll claim it. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Now that's all. I find this statement, or rule of life as it was called at the time, to be both beautifully inspiring and powerfully humbling, all at the same time. I mean, think about how humbling it is to consider all the good, all the means, all the ways, places, times, and people. That's a lot of all. In fact, it might even be all the alls. We're invited to love God through living all of these alls. But what about those moments of doubt? Those moments of imperfection? Those moments of humanity? What are we to do when we find ourselves with a lot more some, or partway, or most, than we find all? Because I think we might say proudly, we want those things. We want to love God those ways and serve people those ways and make a difference all those ways. But what happens when we don't get all the way there? Well, that's when the grace comes in. Both God's grace and the grace we should extend to ourselves. You know, when people join the church, which is something I hope you hear as an invitation if you haven't yet. When people join the church, I ask them three important but simple questions, and then you're a member. And one of those questions is this: will you strive to reflect the life of Christ in all that you do? There's that word again, all that you do. This question, in a way, is a shorter version of that rule of life. Because reflecting the life of Christ means all the good, all the means, all the ways, places, times, all people. Because that was Jesus' life. That's what he lived for us as an example. And that's what we're invited to reflect. And let's just name that is a big calling. So when the membership questions were put together, someone was wise enough to put a very important phrase first. I didn't actually read you the whole question before. The full question is this: according to the grace given to you, will you strive to reflect the life of Christ in all that you do? According to the grace given to you. This phrase is one of the reasons today and every day is a day of thanks. Because we live life according to the grace given to us. We offer what we have, what we do, and who we are according to the grace given to us. We live with hearts for ministry according to the grace given to us. For God offers us grace to overlook our shortcomings. And even more, this is that power of grace. God gives us grace that we might get closer and closer and closer every day. You see, God makes all things possible. And what that means is God's grace makes it possible for us to give our all. You see, the God who calls us is also the God who equips us. We are given everything we need to get to all. We may not be there yet. We may be working very hard. And if we're not there, it's God's grace that says, I'm how you're going to get there. That's one of the things I find so humbling. God believes that we are capable of loving with all our hearts. God believes that about us. And God knows us. Still believes it. And then God loves us as we do our best to get there. You know, it's also important to remember that we need to offer ourselves grace. This is another place we can follow God's example here. In fact, myself, last week, had to confront a moment where I needed to extend myself that kind of grace. I had one of those days where it seemed no matter my efforts, I just couldn't get where I wanted to be. Not as a person, not as a minister, not as a husband, not as a friend. It just seemed like I was coming up short. I didn't even feel I was all the way to most, let alone all the way to all. You had one of those rough days where it just doesn't feel like you're doing it the way you want to? It was a tough day, and I sat there feeling frustrated and overwhelmed with this idea of trying to live and love with my whole heart. And as I sat there feeling that, I remembered advice from an old friend and neighbor. I keep a copy of The World According to Mr. Rogers in my office. The cover is just that nice red cardigan that just says, "If you need a hug, read me." And here's what I found. Some days, doing the best we can may still fall short of what we would like to be able to do. But life isn't perfect on any front. And doing what we can with what we have is the most we should expect of ourselves or anyone else. It was the kind of day I needed to hear those words. God's grace was there, but for some reason I wasn't picking up on it. And I needed that reminder. These reassuring words helped me reframe something very important. Giving our all, loving with all of our heart, doing all the good, the places, the time, all those things, these big, lofty visions we have of what it means to live as God would ask. These things are not to be measured by some kind of tangible results or visible product. They are to be celebrated for the effort we put in getting there. Yes, when we love with all of our heart, and when we have hearts for ministry, there are fruits that are born because of it. But the effort that brings forth whatever fruit may bear, that is where we are encouraged to invest our hearts in love. You may have heard me use this phrase along those lines as we discussed what it means to be good stewards these last few weeks. We are invited to do the best we can with all that we treasure. That's what we're invited to do the best we can, knowing God's grace is there, working with us, helping us in all that we do. When we do the best we can, that's loving with our whole hearts. When we do the best we can, that is giving with our whole hearts. That's doing all the good we can, by all the means we can, in all the ways we can, in all the places and times and people, as long as ever we can. It's about our effort. This Wesleyan rule of life is something I wanted to remind us of on the day we're invited to offer a commitment to the ministries of God that happen through this community. Because I find this invitation to do all the good we can to be a reminder that what we do every single day and who we are as people seeking to follow Jesus is the very first thing that God asks of us. The giving and the charity, the support and the volunteering, the prayers and the presence, all the things that we commit on a day like today, they are but the fruit of the love and efforts that are our attempt to live as God invites. See, I love the everyday nature of this Wesleyan rule of life. Because it speaks, if it's all the ways, all the times, it's not just about a moment here. It's about our living. And I'm reminded of that with this calendar. This is a little old school paper calendar. And you turn the knob and the day changes and the month changes and the date. And then you roll it back up at the end of the month and start again. It was my Grandma White's, my mom's mom. And when we were at her house, we always wanted to be the first ones to get up in the morning so we could go turn it. And when she died, this was one of the things that I got. I looked at this for years in her house. What I never knew or noticed was on the top, my grandma had taken and cut out a part of what was either the church newsletter or the bulletin. I'm not sure which one it is. And it reads, "Do all the good you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can. You know the rest." And then she handwrote, "John Wesley," at the bottom. Every single day, when my grandma got up to start her day, this is what she was greeted with. Before she looked at what the day was going to be, before she got rolling into things, she knew she needed to be reminded of that. And I tell you, when I got this calendar, I was just taken aback. How had I missed that? I'm such a Methodist nerd, I should have seen that. It's a very powerful reminder to me The decision to love God with all our hearts is a decision we have to make each and every day. It's not just something we commit to once, write in an envelope, and throw on the offering plate. It's something we do every single day. Because every new day is an opportunity to live according to the grace given to us. Every new day is an opportunity to put our hearts into ministry. And every new day is an opportunity to offer our all to the God who has given us everything. This is a day to be thankful. Amen.